Hello and welcome to the Self Love Podcast. My name is Elaine. I am a therapist and life coach, and I am here to help you navigate your way to self love. You will learn more about your mind and your emotions, why you maybe don't have self love, and how you can get more of it in your life. In today's podcast, I'll be talking about the transformational power of self-belief. I'm going to use an analogy, and I use this analogy with a client, and this particular client had extreme phobia of leaving the house. And this was born from a traumatic experience she had that involved a financial fraud. And when she first came to me, she couldn't understand why something that had happened to her financially was affecting her physically and her ability to not be able to go out, to not be able to live her life the way she always had, that resulted in her being on medication for anxiety and depression. And I use this analogy to explain what her nervous system was going through and how we could retrain the nervous system to get back to a place where she believed in her capability of leaving the house and being safe. I use the analogy of crossing a road. We've all learned how to cross the road safely because it's a non-negotiable in our life. We need to be able to cross roads to get to our destination. And when we're younger, we have certain measures that allow us to feel safe and in control of crossing the road. So if you are using a crossing, there's another level of safety. So that's where the start point is. When you're younger, you rely on that external thing that's going to help you believe that it's safe. But over time, you start to trust yourself and you start to believe in your own capability. So you start to believe that actually I can see, I can hear, I can sense, I know when it's safe or not to cross the road. This then creates a habit and it creates a nervous system response that's born from a belief in yourself that you are able and capable of crossing the road. But let's say that one day you do all of those things as normal and without realizing it was unsafe, and out of nowhere appears a car. Whether anything goes beyond that or not, your nervous system gets startled into a fight, flight, or freeze response. And depending on the severity of that, you will then create a new belief or a lack of self-belief when crossing a road. So what you have to do, and dependent on the severity, is relearn how to cross the road safely and start to trust yourself again when doing so. In the example that I gave to my client, it was like her body had been shocked into this state of not believing that she was capable of making any decisions or judging anything safely. Therefore, her mind was saying the safest thing for you to do is stay at home. Now, when I explain it like this, the green light suddenly registers for a lot of people, and it's like, okay, yeah, I get that. And just that understanding alone can allow people to create a different viewpoint in their head, a different shift, a different mindset that says, actually, I understand how the nervous system might have responded in that way. The nervous system for this client was that she was being responsive to lack of trust, but she was not trusting herself. And I won't go into the details of what happened, but essentially it involved her making a choice, and now she didn't trust herself. Now she didn't believe in her capabilities of making decisions. When we dropped into that and we use that same analogy, it's like relearning to cross the road. We looked at then her window of tolerance. So her window of tolerance is, so where are you at now? Can you go into the garden? Yes or no? Yes, I can. Great. That's all I want you to do. And then next week, okay, so what about going to the gate at the front of the house? Great. What about going then to the end of the street and back? Great. And we took it really, really slowly. By the end of 12 weeks, she'd gone from being either housebound or leaving the house and having a panic attack to being able to go away for weekends with her partner. Now, what we did was we created safe spaces wherever she went. So that wasn't the end of her journey, but it gave her a mechanism to create safety that allowed her to start trusting and believing in herself. And that's exactly what learning self-belief is for everybody. It's not just a case of snapping your fingers and going, right, I believe I can do anything now, I'm limitless. You've got to learn it. You've got to take that in. We often enter into a new year with a lot of positive mind talk and this feeling of, God, this is going to be my year and I can do this, or, you know, this is my time, this is my chapter. But often we don't do the work, the learning that goes underneath. And the second something doesn't feel right, something doesn't feel safe, I don't trust that I'm not going to be embarrassed by doing this. I don't trust that I can do this. I feel shame. I feel overwhelmed. As soon as we get to that point, we often go back to our existing belief system, which might be, I don't believe I can do that. I don't believe I'm good enough for that. I don't believe in the power of myself to do that. Through self-belief, learning self-belief for me in a very similar way, it allowed me to be able to make decisions, choices, pivot, change whenever I desire. And sometimes the trigger for change might be coming from a place of need. So, for example, taking a job because work is drying up in my self-employed business. So that feels like a logical step. But it was still a choice. It was still something that I consciously chose. And even though that job in itself didn't make me happy, it gave me a lot of things and it gave me time. It gave me time to be able to sort out what my next maneuver was. Believing in yourself, when you get that as a core belief, even when you have self-doubt, that core belief at some point will start to shine through. It's the same if you have the opposite. If you don't believe in yourself, when you have this other belief, like you get swept along in this momentum, if something happens to trigger the opposite, you'll go back to what your core belief is. Having belief in yourself can literally take you from being housebound to being able to go out in public and feel more comfortable with it over time. But what else does it allow you to do? It allows you to leave relationships, start relationships. It allows you to change jobs. It allows you to ask for a pay rise. It allows you to be adventurous with your career. It allows you to be adventurous outside of your career. It allows you to go on holiday by yourself. It allows you to go out to dinner with strangers. It allows you to believe that you are okay in whatever you do, wherever you go. When you build that rock solid belief in yourself, life changes because you have faith. And in faith, we start to remove the anxiety, we start to remove the overthinking, we start to remove the overwhelm. When we come back to faith, we trust that everything is going to work out regardless of the instantaneous outcome. It's not to say that everything always works out for me, but I also know when it's not working out for me, I can learn from it and take another direction. The way we build belief is to, first of all, uncover what sits beneath the driving force of your beliefs. So for me, the driving force of my belief was that I didn't receive unconditional love as a child. The first few years of my life were very, very unstable, and I was literally shipped around from pillar to post. And from there, my nervous system had an imprint of life not being safe, I'm not safe, and I need to behave in a certain way to make myself safe. So everything that I did was based on external validation or external judgment, rather than having faith that I was okay, because my early years experiences was I definitely was not okay and I was at risk. And that created my lens for 40 years of my life until I started to change it. For my client, the trigger was what happened to her financially. But when we dug a little deeper, there was already pre-existing little seeds that had been sown about who she was as a person. It just so happened that the big traumatic event actually shut her nervous system down. But the safer she felt, and the more we were able to actually dig into some of the other experiences that she'd had, the more quickly she started to move forwards, the more she was able to do and extend her window of tolerance. For me, I needed to heal what lied beneath the core beliefs. The I don't believe in myself, I'm not good enough, I'm unlovable. Healing those early years experiences and my viewpoint on it, all of that made changing my belief systems way easier. But essentially, what feeds your belief system, it's not just your thoughts. We often read on places like Instagram, you know, a belief is just a thought that's been thought many times and become a truth. And that is not accurate because that bypasses your feelings and everything else. So what your belief is coming from is this, or where your belief is coming from is the thought. It's the feeling or the emotion. It's the behavior or the action. It's then the outcome or the evidence. All of those things keep feeding the belief system. So to tackle the belief, you've got to change the thought, the feeling, the emotion, the action or the behavior, and then review the evidence in a non-judgmental way so that you can keep feeding a new belief system into your mind. Now, I've spoken about the mind before. Our subconscious is where we store all of our beliefs. And there is something called the conscious critical faculty, which is like a doorway to the subconscious. If there is a belief system in there that's heavily ingrained, it will allow anything in that supports that belief system, and it will shut out anything different. So to be able to open those gates, we've got to make the new belief believable, right? To do that, we can't force the gates open. We can't just suddenly believe in ourselves. We have to do the gentle knock, 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 right? So think about like the window of tolerance I spoke about earlier, doing things very gradually, increasing the window of tolerance. It could just kind of then you just keep knocking on those gates. And then eventually the gates open because you start to see new evidence, you start to see new outcomes, and you start to actually go, hang on a minute, this is new, this is different. I can start to believe in myself because look what's happening. A great tool for this, and this is a really simple tool that all of you can do, is to review your life, go back, and list all of the things that required your self-belief to achieve, right? So driving, passing your driving test, it could be an exam, it could be a promotion. Anything that you can go, do you know what? I did that. That was me that was the driving force there. And might I not have recognized that at the time? Might I not have believed that I'm capable? Because actually, we're all way more capable than we give ourselves credit for, all of us. There will be things, absolutely, that you can look at and go, yes, I did that. That was me. And actually, maybe I've never just sat here and gone, oh, yeah, I did do that. It seems so simplistic and it seems completely irrelative to what you might be wanting to achieve. But it's a bit like when you write your CV. If you're writing out, you know, a list of everything you've done and you've got to like put certain things in there to try and sell yourself for a new job, right? But when you start to list everything you do or did in your previous jobs, you start to realize I know a lot, right? It can feel quite overwhelming sometimes to think of doing that. But when you go back, it allows you to look at things and go, where was I in all of this? Did I make that happen? What I do get a lot of with my clients is I've not really got any career achievements. It was all luck. It was, I've been the longest there. That's why I got the promotion. Like putting down that element of, okay, that's not the sole reason why that happened. Let's start looking at truly why you're there and why they chose you. It's a great start point in allowing you to get really inquisitive to what your self-belief is like and where it's currently at. What I just advise you to do is just get a journal and just go back, write it all down, and start to sow some seeds of belief in yourself. Because when you start to sow that seed, less obstacles are shown because the obstacles you thought were obstacles are not obstacles, right? So when you believe in yourself, everything that used to get in your way suddenly starts to become smaller because you believe in your own personal power. If this is igniting something in you, my self-belief breakthrough masterclass might be just the thing that you need. It is 90 minutes with me. We talk. So I'll do a little bit of educational talk. We journal, we meditate together. And all of it is designed to start imprinting new beliefs into your mind, into your soul. It is on the 4th of February. It's at 10 a.m. GMT. And it is available on replay. So if you're listening to this and you're not in the UK, it's available on replay. You'll get journaling prompts and meditations prior, 5 days before, up to 5 days. If you book on later, you'll still receive it before the event. And then on the day, we will go through those journaling points, add some new ones in, add some new perspectives in. There'll be opportunities for me to answer questions. So it will almost be like that element of coaching by question. And I will be able to answer all of those other questions too, like what's lying beneath my self-belief or lack of it. So if you feel inspired, I'll pop a link in the show notes so that you can see what it's all about And if you decide to go for it, great. If not, you know you're always going to get some really great information from these podcasts. So yeah, I'd invite you to go and have a look. If you want to work one-to-one with me, I have availability as well from the beginning of February 2024. I'm opening the doors to my therapy and coaching clinic. So it's all online, super accessible, and I have availability throughout the week. So you'll find out how to get access to all of that in the show notes. I hope you've been inspired and enjoyed this podcast today. And I hope that my client's journey inspired you. I hope that mine did too. And I look forward to seeing you all again very, very soon. And of course, by seeing you, I mean being here with you again. Bye for now. Don't forget to follow, like, or subscribe to this podcast so you're always the first to know when the next episode is available for you. If you can leave a review, this will help more people find the podcast. And if you want to find out more ways of connecting with me, head to the show notes right now.